Hey Nick, how are you doing?
Pretty good. How are you doing?
I'm doing excellent. I had like three other people. I'm waiting for a phone call, but I'm glad I got you.
Awesome.
Your story is way
Yeah.
more fun than cut block levels being reduced. It's like, wow.
Well, thank you.
Yeah, excellent. I would absolutely love to hear your story, kind of just starting from the beginning, how you hurt yourself and how you recovered.
Well, basically what happened is on Canada Day in 2018, I left a house party out in Oudeshania and essentially immediately got lost and ended up on the top of a mountain, just like by the Brilliant Generator, just on that overlook over there.
Okay.
And essentially looking for, like a road and some sort of sign of life, I saw a light across and basically sprinted right off the edge, not knowing that I was on the edge of a mountain.
Oh, God.
I fell and bounced. Like, it was about 30, 40 meters.
Oh,
And
Jesus.
I bounced about six, seven times, and realized that I caused like a caused a small rock slide, and there was a bunch of shale. Like, I broke my ankle. I really shattered my arm from like the shoulder to about my elbow. I completely shattered it. Like, the surgeon described it as hitting a light bulb with a hammer.
Oh,
It
God.
was completely in pieces, and so I realized I was in a lot of trouble. While I was laying there, it was the middle of the night and it was Canada Day, so I figured there wouldn't be a lot of people out and about at about 1 in the morning. So I just started calling for help.
At least
And
you're able to use your fingers.
like, I was barely able, like I was sort of just kind of lying there on the side of the mountain, barely able to move. And so what I decided to do is, instead of trying to move myself and could fall more,
Yeah.
I just called for help, and someone found me within half an hour. Someone was there. I guess they had heard me and heard the whole accident.
That
And
must have
they,
been the longest half hour of your life.
oh, absolutely. And I was just so happy. I was so relieved to see somebody. He called 911. There was a cop there within, I think, within another 15 minutes from that. And then I was surrounded by search and rescue, a bunch of firefighters. I think there was some ambulance people there. But unfortunately, because of the it was so dark out, I had to lay there for like 6 hours until morning when they were able to get me on a helicopter.
Yeah, because they don't want to move your body and possibly cause more injury.
Well, yeah, and they were slipping and sliding themselves. It was really dangerous where I ended up.
Okay. Well,
They were like just off the path.
oh man, that is just awful. I mean, in a weird way, at least there was shale rock to kind of like slow you down and land
Yeah.
in something rather than like sharp, jagged rocks.
Absolutely. And like, when I, yeah, no, that's a really good point, actually. I never thought about it that way. Like,
Well,
it bounced and slowed me down, and then, and I probably the noise, I'm sure that probably helped, and the person hearing me
well, there
move
were a
on.
lot of factors that went into making sure that you didn't die on that mountain that day. And
Yeah.
from what I gather, this injury, of course, would stop a lot of people from, pursuing what they want to do. But I hear you're a musician.
Yeah, well, and I'm a guitar player. I have been for more than half my life now. And, shattering your arm like that really, really put a wrench in things. It slowed everything down. But all I wanted, like, the first thing I worried about was going back to school and trying to, like, I'm like, how am I supposed to finish the music program at Selkirk? Like, I can't play guitar right now. And then a
Well, it
couple surgeries later.
looks like Selkirk kind of gave you a helping hand, though.
Absolutely. No, I found out that, they gave me the Community of Care Award, and they gave me a $1,000 bursary,
Well,
which
that's good.
completely helped me. And I wasn't able, like, I was, sorry, I was able to return to school, like, it was so much easier. They told me to just take my time and heal. I took a year off and spent some time recovering and practicing and seeing what I could do. And now I'm back at school playing guitar and bass. They're letting me do pretty much like all the schooling I want to, everything I want to learn. It's amazing.
Excellent. Now, in terms of recovery, how did that, I mean, I imagine there's a lot of physio, you had to go through surgeries, and I know for a fact I've hurt myself, not nearly as bad as you, but I know it can be quite a painful experience.
Oh, sorry. I spent a month and a half in a wheelchair immediately after, and then spent from J or sorry, July that year to about April of 2019 in a sling, and just slowly kind of going to physio every week. There was three different surgeries, a lot of visits to the doctor, and it's been a really slow road, but now I can I can't lift my hand above my hand, but my head, but I can play guitar, and that's all I can really ask for. I'm here. I'm alive. I'm so happy.
Excellent.
I'm so fortunate.
Do you remember the first song you were able to play in full once your recovery kind of got more solidified?
Yeah, actually, when I was laying on the hill, Buddy was trying to keep me conscious and trying to make sure that I was still there. So the first song I really, he was asking me about guitar playing and like, well, what do you like to play? And I said, Megadeth. And there was this Holy Wars by Megadeth. And that was the first tune I tried to play, which is a really difficult song.
Yeah, you're not exactly taking some easy first steps here.
No, I jumped right into it. I think it took about 3.5 weeks till I was close to playing it up to speed again, but I did it. And I was almost in tears, honestly.
Well, now that you can play that song or any Megadeth song, it looks like you've got nothing but good times ahead. Just make sure if you are walking around in the darkness, carry a headlamp.
Absolutely. Yeah. Protect yourselves.
Exactly.
Get a safe ride home.
Well, I'm very glad you recovered, and I'm really glad you're still in school and pursuing your dream. What's your plan after graduation?
I plan on trying to do film scoring, sort of for the modern age, doing sort of the online film scoring for YouTubers and Twitch streamers, and then possibly going back into some guitar teaching as well.
Sounds fantastic. All the best luck to you.
Thank you so much.
All right.
I really appreciate it.